words, I guess.
Have you ever loved someone so much you giving on for? Not the expression, no, literally giving on for. When they know they're your heart and you know you are their armor, and you will destroy anyone who would try to harm her. But what happens when karma swings right around to bite you, and everything you stand for turns on you to spite you? What happens when you become the main source of a pain? Daddy, look what I made. Dad's gotta go catch a plane. Daddy, where's mommy? I can't find mommy. Where is she? I don't know. Go play, Haley, baby, your daddy's busy. Daddy's writing the song. The song ain't gonna write itself. I give you one underdog and you gotta swing by yourself. Then turn right around in that song and tell her you love her, and put hands on her mother who's a spitting image of her. That's Slim Shady. Yeah, baby, Slim Shady's crazy. Shady made me, but tonight Shady's rockin' my baby. And when I'm gone, just carry on, don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you, smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back. And when I'm gone, just carry on, don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you, smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back. I keep having this dream. I'm pushing Haley on the swing. She keeps screaming she don't want me to sing. You're making mommy cry. Why? Why is mommy crying? Baby, daddy ain't leaving no more. Daddy, you're lying. You always say that. You always say this is the last time. But you ain't leaving no more. Daddy, you're mine. She's piling boxes in front of the door, trying to block it. Daddy, please, daddy, don't leave. Daddy, no, stop it. Goes in the pocket, pulls out a tiny necklace locket. It's got a picture. This'll keep you safe, daddy. Take it with ya. I look up, it's just me standing in the mirror. These fucking walls must be talking, cause man, I can hear them. They're saying you got one more chance to do right, and it's tonight. Now go out there and show them that you love them, for it's too late. And just as I go to walk out of my bedroom door, it turns to a stage. They're gone and the spotlight is on, and I'm singing. And when I'm gone, just carry on, don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you, smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back. And when I'm gone, just carry on, don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you, smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back. 60,000 people all jumping out this seat. The curtain closes, they're throwing roses at my feet. I take a bow and thank you all for coming out. They're screaming so loud. I take one last look at the crowd. I glance down, I don't believe what I'm seeing. Daddy, it's me. Help mommy, your wrists are bleeding. But baby, we're in Sweden. How did you get to Sweden? I followed you, daddy. You told me that you weren't leaving. You lied to me, dad. And now you made mommy sad. And I bought you this coin. It says number one dad. That's all I wanted. I just wanna give you this coin. I get the point. Fine, me and mommy are going. But baby, wait, it's too late, dad. You made your choice. Now go out there and show them that you love them more than us. That's what they want. They want you more, so they keep screaming your name. It's no wonder you can't go to sleep. Just take another pill. Yeah, I bet you you will. You rap about it. Yeah, word, can't keep it real. I hear applause all this time I couldn't see. How could it be that the curtain is closing on me? I turn around, find a gun on the ground, cock it, put it to my brain, scream die shady and pop it. The sky darkens, my light flashes. The plane that I was supposed to be on crashes and burns to ashes. That's when I wake up, alarm clock springing. There's birds singing, it's ringing. Haley's outside swinging. I walk right up to Kim and kiss her, tell her I miss her. Haley just smiles and winks at her little sister, almost as if to say,
when I'm gone, just carry on, don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you, smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back. And when I'm gone, just carry on, don't mourn. Rejoice every time you hear the sound of my voice. Just know that I'm looking down on you, smiling, and I didn't feel a thing. So baby, don't feel no pain, just smile back.
Yeah, man. Jah will be waiting there, be a shout. Jah will be waiting there. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police where you abuse them authority. Me the clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran, I go murder them slow. Rock a muffin sent to call me from the bush bungalow. I don't watch it, make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the Cause I'm a spectator, you know. Some work with a big like Bamba Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger toe. A two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion. We got to keep it burning on the road to Zion. Clean and pure meditation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them took out. Jah will be waiting there, we are shout. Jah will be waiting there. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police where you abuse them authority. Media accounts when I know about variety. Single parents will need some charity. Youths will need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Say, you got to keep on walking, yeah. On the road to Zion, yeah. Man,
been waiting to do this track with you, man. Yeah, ha ha, yeah.
You know,
yeah. They know.
You got to keep on walking.
Can't help but feel helpless. I'm having daymares at daytime, wide awake, try to relate. This can't be happening, like I'm in a dream while I'm walking. Cause what I'm seeing is haunting. Human beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem godly, sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walked, where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children. Stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plus cars that pass by. Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries, I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC state of mind. I'm
in this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police where you abuse them authority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow. Ragamuffin sent to gun me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness with me big blunt and glow. The yammer them a slam and spectator get low. Some work with a big like Bam Bam Bigelow. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger toe. I two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion. And police where you abuse them authority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents will need some charity. Youths will need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, youths will need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and any strategy. Hey, say, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man. You know, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
I shouldn't have left. They wouldn't have tried that shit if I was with you. Maybe we would have picked another time, or maybe chose another way. Or maybe my prayers would have convinced them to choose another soul. Shit, it's just me, Mom, and Tony now. Man, you look so peaceful right now. How can I argue with that?
They say that the good die young. That's why I think that you should have fun when you're young. Cause time won't wait for no one. When God calls, you gotta go home. They say the good die young. That's why I know that we gon' have fun in this life, cause you only got one. When God calls for me, don't cry.
I'm sure that everybody heard their mama say every day's like this. When you see one of your friends die in the midst, and the struggle with to the circumstances, a risk that they take just to prove a point to a friend. Even then, accidents are prone to happen to any man. A woman is dumb enough to pretend that, huh, God will hold them accountable for sins that they commit, and they try to repent, this ain't to repent, but I guess that's the way things go. I was blessed to see 24, to wake up to that "Hi, my name is" video, motivated me to write what I wrote. And I knew my little brother so dope, and mom and daddy wanted to move our bro. I did it, I still got a lot to prove and show. I just wish we ain't had to lose bugs through the struggle, cause you know
they say that the good die young. That's why I think that you should have fun when you're young. Cause time won't wait for no one. When God calls, you gotta go home. They say the good die young. That's why I know that we gon' have fun this life, cause you only get one. God called for me, don't cry, just went home.
I know you used to bazaar on some silly shit, but niggas in my clique is dying quick. In Detroit, niggas don't party, they pull a 4-4 out, snatch off the parties. That's why I keep the pistol under the truck. I'm 27 years old, too old to be getting jumped. And fuck rap, I miss Carnell Pitts. B-U-G-Z, tatted on my wrist. Me and you in the Jeep, listen to Swing Low Beats. It's a shame me and Thugs don't even speak. I got married, my wife name is D. Peace to 31, yo. And 5150.
I think back on that tragic day, my phone rung, and Bizarre's voice telling me Bugs was gone home. It was like a knife piercing my chest and I couldn't breathe. I didn't want to accept it, didn't want to believe it. I swear with his weight, dog, I cried so hard, literally. Denine had to carry me to the car, and while I stand in this booth now, it's tearing me apart. But I had to let it out, cause it was tearing at my heart. Cause he died over something so petty and so small. A human life is so very precious. I hope y'all understand how I'm feeling, cause I love you, Bugs. I wanna rhyme with you, laugh with you, hug you, Bugs, but I can't. And you were so close to see your dreams. A coward came along and took you away from the team. So don't mistake this track, it's just another song. This goes out to everyone who lost a loved one, cause you know
they say that the good die young. That's why I think that you should have fun when you're young. Cause time won't wait for no one. When God calls, you gotta go home. They say the good die young. That's why I know that we gon' have fun in this life, cause you only get one.
They say it's never too late to have an early childhood. If I could turn back the hands of time, God should forgive what I did as a kid to run blocks. Now my dreams are just green cops and gunshots. The fun stops when your homies up in the box. My duty bold, less than so snuffed by the cops. I used to question a lot. If there's a guy around me, say something. If you love him so much, why ain't he gave nothing? But he took my homie, slick was only in 11th grade. Now I hope to see his face at the heaven gates. It ain't never late in the game. Satan remains with a joy to see slugs break through my frame. My heart aches with the pain that life limits breath. We gotta have fun now, there's only minutes left. In the depth, the stress, youngers is sucked in. To get tasks of my fallen homies, I ain't got enough skin.
They say that the good die young. That's why I think that you should have fun when you're young. Cause time won't wait for no one. When God calls, you gotta go home. They say the good die young. That's why I know that we gon' have fun this life, cause you only get one. God called for me, don't cry, I just went home.
When I was younger, I knew four brothers that wasn't wise, that crashed and the driver died. My partner on the passenger side was paralyzed, and I'm surprised by the look of that ride, that the other two survived. 9 months later, another one died. Somebody shot him in the side when he was starting up his ride. 3 years go by, I made a hell of a run, and that's when Spunky got done. Joey playing with guns and Tukey over phones. Cardi was my man, and Reggie, I wish that I was with you in that van. And Bugs, if it wasn't for you, you know I wouldn't be standing in this booth, and that's the truth. I miss y'all.
They say that the good die young. That's why I think that you should have fun when you're young. Cause time won't wait for no one. When God calls, you gotta go home. They say that the good die young. That's why I know that we gon' have fun in this life, cause you only get one. When God calls for me, don't cry, I just went home.
They say that the good die young.
Die young.
That's why I think that you should have fun
when you're young.
Cause time won't wait for no one. When God calls, you gotta go home. They say the good die young.
All right, guys, welcome to the show. We're going to start a little bit early here. It's currently 9:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Sloss, and of course I'm here with Ice Goose. We're going to
talk about
drinks here tonight for maybe like an hour or so. Hopefully that rogue-ass motherfucker Ken, he'll be here later. So let's get started.
Do you have any numbers?
I have not been gathering anything now. But you
It's one of those impromptu shows. Let's do a hooker.
And of course, I can't dial numbers because my fucking Skype account got banned.
Yeah, give them a brief on that. What the fuck happened there?
Yeah, so
that was really upsetting for me.
I violated Skype terms of service somehow. They would not tell me specifically why. They said that I could definitely not know that. However, they did say that if I create a new account, that as long as I follow the terms of service, I'll still be able to call landlines. That won't be an issue. So it's pretty weird. I compared it to like somebody taking your license away for a DUI and then telling you as long as you go and get a new license that it's all fine and dandy, that you don't have to worry about it. But whatever. So I have to create a new Skype account at some point, and I've lost some $7 in credits. But whatever. I blame Brad Carter. You know, it's quite a coincidence that it happened to him and then it happened to me. That son of a bitch.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, who
else? So obviously you reported you and called them. And
yeah, it's clear to me that Brad Carter was jealous that I am allowed to use Skype and he is not. And therefore he banned me. He got me banned, rather. And I think that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he was just jealous that he's not in the faggot gang.
He was. He has also not passed the rites of initiation, much like Jose.
Yeah.
He didn't have the physical wherewithal to really handle it. He tapped out.
Shit. So I'm applying at Yobs right now, and I fucked up. I fucked something up. Oh, this chick really shouldn't be doing it. Alright, we gotta ask her bizarre questions about her life.
Alright, guys, show's over. We were actually joking, we're not doing this. I'm gonna go ahead and disconnect the stream now. Psych.
Yep. Psych.
But yeah, Tabachi sent some numbers. I don't know if he sent them to you as well.
He did not.
A mailbox belonging to 56225.
Yeah, she's a hooker, so she's not really a person. So it's okay to, you know, continually harass them. It's okay to harass hookers just because, you know, they're not really people.
That's
you know?
True. Hookers don't actually even have souls. That's a scientific fact.
Exactly.
Yep, Cacti Radio Network shared the status.
Really?
Desired result accomplished. Thank you, Dark Stranger.
Really?
Oh, really?
Oh, they did. Oh, really? I didn't want to get on there and do it, to be honest. Okay, goddamn it. Just load my shit. Just load my job app. My job application, damn it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, 714.
Alright, well, her first digits are 714, and from the rest on, you guys have to guess. So, go fucky yourselves. That's a much easier way to do that. Go fucky yourself. Oh, this is Carol Grump. They're very grumpy.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Grump Residence?
It is. Who's calling?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm just wondering why you guys are so grumpy.
What do you need, John?
You know, I'm wondering why y'all are so grumpy.
Okay, well, don't call back. Take me off your call list. Don't ever call back or I'll report you for harassment.
Wow, man, you're really grumpy.
She's really grumpy.
I think that you should call her back two more times.
Yeah. I didn't really have an idea there. I was going to say, smile. My name is John Smileton. And then I just kind of...
Sounds like she might need it, like real bad. Said remove us from your call list.
What call list she was on?
It's like, yeah, we're actually using an auto dialer. That's how we do here.
Oh,
that bitch picked up.
I think she hung up on John Holloman.
That bitch. Swear to God. These people don't even know.
Ironfield. I filled out everything. Oh. I was like, what? I don't understand. Oh, shit. I really should have. Go back. Refresh. Refresh. Alright, we'll call another hooker.
Calling hookers.
Calling hookers for days, everybody.
And then probably Motel 6s later. As is our usual protocol. That's going to be like our normal thing. Like, Brent Westwood, he calls Indians and says Hindi cuss words at them. We dial into Motel 6s and tell customers
make
the fuck out of our
make
motel.
Make them feel like idiots, yeah. Oh, I got an email, everybody.
Imposible convencerme ya no eres para mí. No te quiero recordar.
Excuse, turn that off, please.
Hello?
Please leave your message for...
Hang it up.
I liked her. She seems really nice.
Yeah, that was terrible, though. Please kill yourself to this Verizon ringback tone while you wait.
Yes. Okay. Cool Rob doesn't want to listen. Okay. Okay. I don't mind.
Hello?
Hi, you available tonight? Maybe?
Call me unrestricted.
I didn't call you restricted, bitch!
What?
I need to not call her on a restricted number.
Ah.
Didn't call her on a restricted number.
Pizza numbers or something tonight.
Okay, sounds pretty good.
I am sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voice box and is not set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Oh, just hung up, didn't it? Well, bloody hell. Okay, let's get a pizza number. These hookers aren't very nice.
Yeah, we'll get a collection of pizza numbers.
Pizza Hut. I mean, pizza organization, not Pizza Hut.
Alright, let me find some music to cue up here while this goes on.
Okay.
And just as a heads up, guys, we are going to be switching over to some music. So, don't complain or cry or get scared and disconnect when that happens. We're just going to be trying to gather some numbers. Let me see.
Are you ready? Because I'm just going to start calling.
Hold on. Give me a moment, sir.
Fuck that. I'm calling.
Hey, listen here.
Hi. Thanks for calling Pizza Hut.
You slut.
To ensure great customer service, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Should have had the apple bottom jeans.
All right, music's rolling.
Okay, good.
Please hold for one of our team members.
Everybody wins with Pizza Hut's new Any Box. Two medium pizzas topped any way you want for just $8 each, all in one box.
of blue.
You said your name was Brian?
Yes.
Okay, Brian. We're not actually from corporate. God damn. I can't believe you gave us all that. Dude. You really thought we were from corporate?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, why would you give us the number?
Alright, we gotta get on that really fast, because okay. He's about to call everybody he might, that he okay. gave out.
So go ahead and dial him. You want to take okay. the first one?
No, dude. You gotta take the first one. You did, like, all that work.
But I don't have an idea. I used all my pranks on that. All my pranks.
I have no ideas either.
I depleted all the troll juice that time.
Just call him.
I don't even know what to say. Oh, dude, you're messing it up. You gotta do so it'll be like.
What? That's not a. The number's not dialing.
Yeah, call that number. The one that I just posted. Dial it like that.
No, normally it goes to where it doesn't. Doesn't need that.
No, but just
like it automatically doesn't form me for some reason. Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. Guess that one's not valid. You fucked it up. Move on. 84.
You did like 90% of that, dude. I just shit so bad, though. I was about to die. Thanks for taking over. Can't do anybody cared.
Is it ringing?
Hi, this is Monique using a cell phone recorder, so please leave a message. Thank you.
Try to go
okay.
in
order. What?
Try to go in order.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. We're struggling a little bit.
The person you have called.
Fuck. Piss. Which one did you call? You there, Ice Goose? Ice Goose lost his connection for a second there, guys. He should be back in a moment. He's on his shitty university Wi-Fi. And, of course, my Skype account is banned, so I can't really host, but we'll be back with you in a second here.
Sloppy poo.
You back, dude?
Yeah.
Alright. Did they pick up? Or did you drop entirely?
Use. No, they didn't.
Hello?
Hi, is the person that ordered the pizza? I'm calling from the pizza place.
Yep, Ice Goose once again dropped his connection, so we will have to wait for just another moment here. Really not sure why he's fucking up so badly. Maybe somebody's using the microwave, who the hell knows. But I will actually queue up some music in the meantime while we get these technical issues sorted out. I don't think it'll be an issue with calling these guys back. Just a sec.
Have to look up the numbers though. I'm just gonna stay off Safari because it slows me down.
And do you still have the numbers on your machine?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the pizza place you just ordered your pizza at, sir.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Have you guys had your pizza yet?
Yes.
Oh. You see, the driver is very upset with me because I fired him about 2 weeks ago. But none of the coworkers seem to care, and so they keep, you know, telling him the orders. But he works at Domino's. So he gave you a Domino's pizza.
Okay.
I'm really sorry about that. We don't know what Domino's does with their pizzas. We're afraid that they use animal products in some of your pizzas. Did you guys use any of the sauce that they gave you?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
See, we packed itself in here, and it seems that he may have dipped it. There was no hair in there, was there, sir?
Okay, well, what are you guys going to do to make it better?
Probably nothing, honestly. We don't...
You can just fuck off. And don't call me again.
Excuse me, sir.
Don't cuss at us. This is Ron Newman. I'm his supervisor. I don't really appreciate your attitude.
They don't know.
Ah, son of a bitch. Call him back.
Tell you, you don't hang up on John Hallman.
Say, all right. Well, listen. I'll tell you what. We can offer you 4% off of your next order.
Yep. Sure.
Of $30 or more. And your connection's still fucking up, buddy.
Really? Damn it. All these stupid college kids.
I'm not playing with you, dude. Call again, I'm gonna fuck
Look,
you up.
Sir,
I will go down.
Sir?
We have an offer for you. We can help you with this, okay? Wow, what an asshole. He threatened to fuck us up. I guess it's not as bad as the pizza guy who threatened to rape us the other day, though.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, he did threaten to rape us.
I got a, I got a boner from that, so... Fag the game for life.
But, I mean, to be honest, I was masturbating with this call anyway, so...
Actually. Alright, let's see if he wants to fuck us up.
Or rape us.
Yes.
Dude, you have fucking issues?
No, yeah. Sir, we're trying to give you an offer.
Yeah.
For reconciliation.
Yeah. We understand where you're coming from, sir, so, I mean, we'd like to improve on this.
You think maybe you could do a survey or something? We did a little bit better than we actually did.
Well, sir, okay. Basically, the deal is this.
How about this? What's your guys' names?
My name's Ron Hoffman, and this is John Newman.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, we are willing to offer you 4% off of your next order of $30 or more. How's that sound? Is that not going to be good enough? Well, sir,
I have reason to believe that I called a pizza to order from, and they'll never hear from you. They'll never know who you are.
Well, sir, I can give you another one. How about
we
come over there and we DP your girlfriend? How's that sound? Yeah,
I can hear that, bitch.
Come on.
So,
tell that bitch to be quiet.
Yeah, Ron can take
Hey, how about you come on over then, badass?
Yeah.
I'm not a fat ass. I'm very
well, look, I'm saying.
Come on over.
He'll take the front,
come on over.
And I'll take the back. That's just how
I... Yeah,
okay,
come
on over.
I like oral.
See, I like anal.
Come on over.
And vaginal.
Would you let us fuck you too?
Is she down for that?
It's the best. Come on over.
Is she cool with it?
She's super down. Come on over.
Are you going to grab my penis, sir? That might sexually arouse me.
Oh, no, I want a video too. Come on over.
Oh. When are we going to be in a porno? Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, young up on us. Well, that sounds pretty hot. I mean,
you know who we need to call?
Who?
Grumpy.
We do, but we still have all these pizza numbers.
Oh, that's true. We do have quite a bit. Pizza numbers. We exhausted the three, though, so...
Yes, we did. We can't call that guy back, which is unfortunate, because apparently his wife, or his girlfriend, she was down.
She was down.
I wanted to ask him if he was aware of snowballing, and if that's something that he would get down with.
Oh, God.
I gotta grab another beer for just a second.
Okay, I'll take it. An alcoholic drink. It's a...
Hi, this is Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the Pizza Hut. You just ordered your pizza.
Yeah, John Holloman, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Have you eaten your pizza yet?
We have. What's wrong?
Oh, gosh. This is really embarrassing. I hate saying that. Whoever who delivered
what?
Pizza actually intercepted. He's working with Domino's, and they traded your pizza off with the Domino's pizza.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir. I'm not kidding. I'm so sorry for this. What you actually ate was a tainted Domino's pizza. We don't put in it, maybe... maybe...
What is this, man? Are you serious?
Yes, sir. I'm a person.
is by Domino's, and you need to buy me food.
And you know, sometimes they don't properly cook their food, so you don't know. You know, Domino's makes
it. I really have no idea.
Well, sir, can I ask you, did you see under the cheese at all? Was there possibly
pizza.
Rat feces or possibly squirrel feces underneath of the cheese? Are you with us, sir?
Rat feces.
Yeah, rat feces.
Pretty delicious, though.
Yeah, see, Domino's, oftentimes what they do is, as a seasoning, they actually stuff their pizza crust with rat feces, or they, you know, hide it under the cheese as filler.
No.
Yeah,
my name is.
They often
I'm calling people.
John, I'm in Dalton. When?
The Pizza Hut. You just ordered.
Listen, man, I can't hear you. You're not coming. And I just ate some pizza, and I'm sure it didn't have rat feces in it. But if it did, that's
It did have rat feces.
Have a good night,
sir. It definitely did.
It's gonna be a problem.
We're gonna call you back, sir.
Call him, damn Skype.
Hi, this is the voicemail of Mike Burke. I'm not around right now.
Well, he gets one more.
And I'm actually going to go ahead and make a new Skype account now.
Okay.
And get this one banned as well. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I reached the voicemail of Mike Burke. I'm not around right now.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I already have that other Skype account.
Yeah, what the hell?
But I don't have I just need to put information into it.
Well.
Such as sexual preference. Preferred lovemaking style.
Apparently it's anal.
It is. I mean, sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. Like, not all girls are down with that. But literally, 100% of the girls I've been with, I have at least made attempts to convince them to let me try it one time. Doesn't always work out, but I'd say it's probably like a 60-40 split. Which isn't bad.
I'm gonna let you put this, my pooper. Not bad.
Fuck.
Not bad. Balls, you know?
It says I've tried the password too many times. Son of a bitch.
Skype just being a homo today, dude.
I know, I'm gonna make a new one. These people are assholes.
You can use my Ice Goose email. Ice Goose 2.
It's gonna send you my fucking debit card information.
I don't care, I never look at it, I'll just delete it.
At Gmail?
Well, I'll type it in.
Hey, this is Griffin. I'm not available at the moment, but I'll give you a call.
Know where you live, motherfucker. It says you already have a Skype account, so...
Not on that one.
Yeah, it says you already have a Skype account.
Ice Goose 2?
Yeah.
No, I don't. God damn it, who made it? Oh, no, Narwhal used that one.
Damn you, Julie, if you're listening. Damn
she's not.
You.
She's out swimming.
Swimming's gay.
I know.
Swimming's gay.
This is that rapist guy.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about your ad on Craigslist.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about your ad on Craigslist.
Okay.
Yeah, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office of Pizza Hut.
How are you doing today?
Where are you calling from?
The corporate office of Pizza Hut. How are you doing today, sir?
Good.
Okay. Would you be interested in ordering a large pan pizza tonight? We're offering a 50% off sale on pizzas from Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Would you be interested in that today, sir?
Okay.
Can I place an order for you?
What?
Can I place an order for you for Pizza Hut for a large pan pizza? Would you be interested in a pizza from us tonight, sir?
What?
Would you be interested in a pizza tonight, sir?
Do you have depression?
No. Would you be interested in a pizza from us tonight, sir?
Do you have COPD?
COPD?
No, I don't.
No, but my son is on dialysis.
Do you have diabetes?
No, I don't.
Diarrhea. Like, really bad diarrhea.
Do you have PTSD?
A little bit. I was in NAM.
Yeah.
Sometimes, sir, Charlie's in the trees, so...
Sir, are you still having sex with your sister?
Yeah.
Sir, can we also have sex with your sister?
She had some nice panties for sale.
Can you take pictures of her butthole and then send them to us?
Why would you like that?
So we can feed off to them. Like,
I'm a horny goose.
Yeah.
I'm a horny goose.
Okay.
Sir, are you
your sister there?
Sir, put your sister on the phone.
Hello?
And speak with her immediately. So this is important. We're from the corporate office. Put your sister on the phone.
She's not here right now.
Well,
do you have a number that I could reach her at?
Give us her number. We're from the corporate office.
I don't have her phone number.
So you're saying that you have sex with her, but you don't have her phone number. Sir, you know... I've been in this business for a long time, and I gotta say, I'm not picking up what you're laying down, if you catch my drift there.
How big are her tits?
Sir, we need to know her tits size immediately.
Her drift.
Sir, it's for a census. We need to know this.
What?
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 You sound like Enigma. Do you know Enigma?
Sound like a what?
Enigma 420?
Sir, do you have diabetes, sir?
Sir, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much diabetes and diarrhea do you have in your life? With 10 being the most.
When was the last time you had diarrhea?
I got what? Paid?
I masturbated last night.
When was the last time you got laid?
Well, we actually have sex with each other several times a day. You know, anal.
Really?
Gay anal. Yeah. And I was actually curious, sir, if you'd be interested in 69ing with us.
Yes. Would you be interested in that? Can you turn down your shitty music? Hello? Do you have post-nasal drift? He's singing in the background.
This guy really doesn't like us.
No, he doesn't.
What an asshole. Funny. Also, I have a Skype account again.
Do you hear him singing in the background? Should we keep going with this guy?
I would hang up on him and maybe call him back.
Oh, this is funny. Well, that was weird. Yeah, Roy got Sloth's account banned. Stupid Roy.
have 20 sticky notes full of old numbers of pizza people. I don't know if you want to do that.
Hey, we're listening. I'm not available at the moment, but I'll give you a call back as soon as I can. See ya.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Don't tell me what to press. You did too, Roy.
Yeah, I did.
God damn you, Brad Carter, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Brad.
Brad.
Dominique sounds like shit gonna get heated. She gets called.
27 people listening right now. God damn it, people.
Yeah. Roy, can you hear that? Can you hear that, Roy?
Use my head.
That's bad. I hate it.
I still have his sticky note up on my TV. We have the snitch Safeway. Oh, we gotta call Dominique. Roy, shut up. I use sticky notes because I'm old-fashioned.
I have a lot of sticky notes, actually.
Fuck.
Tell me,
fuck.
Tell me. Where the fuck is Ken?
Dude, I told you. He said he'd be around. And, oh, it is like 11, isn't
it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where the hell is Ken?
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Alright, we'll do one more of these old ass.
Alright. Ugh, burp. That was a beer burp, everyone. That was specifically for Roy. And Ice Goose just lost his connection again. Oh wait, no, he's back.
Who? Clay apparently found that song. Good for Clay.
Yeah, Mumford & Sons suck.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
We'll do one more. We'll do one more of my damn pizza numbers. I have so many. So many. I'm trying to get stuck in my head now.
Don't you tell me shit.
Yeah, you can't do shit without your balls, bro.
You can't do shit without your balls.
Without the balls! Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from Pizza Hut Corporate. How you doing tonight, ma'am?
Hello?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from Pizza Hut Corporate. How you doing tonight, ma'am? Hello?
Is there someone that you're looking for?
I'm looking for... Julian, we're just going to do a quick customer survey right now, and for that you'll get a 50% off pizza at your next purchase.
Sorry, you're the wrong number.
No, bitch, I have the right number. Okay. Well, there we go. I really should throw away all those numbers.
I'm giving you a username.
Okay. Search for people I know. Sloth. That's right.
Yeah, you'll have me on there 3 times now.
Yeah, Sloth.
Roy.
Yeah, Roy. You butthole. I'm gonna add one
I'm going to add the snitch of a...
All right. Add safe me in way. Now, buddy. Should be on your friend list.
You want me to add you in the call?
Yes. Or actually, I could call you from here, so at least I'm hosting now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling your friendly Story Road Safeway. Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from the following choices.
Can I add you to the call, bro?
And your call will automatically transfer to our customer service desk.
You should probably host.
To the options, our menu has changed. For store hours information, press 1. For our bakery, press 2. For our deli, press 3. For our floral department, press 4. For our produce department, press 6. For our meat department, press 7. For all other inquiries, customer service, press 8.
Hard meat department.
One moment, please.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, come on, kid.
You guys should actually be able to hear me a little bit better now. My level should kind of be adjusted since I'm using a separate machine like a fucking asshole.
Can you people hear me?
Yeah, I can hear some music behind you, too.
That's not my music, buddy. That's old music, son.
Oh, I was like, what is...
Shut up, Roy.
Shut up, Roy.
God damn it, Roy. Even Enigma wants to shut up, and he's addicted to marijuana. He's probably done, like, 8 marijuanas today alone.
That's like...
Like 34 locos. And that's like 120 beers.
Yeah, that's 120 beers. I bet Roy sings this song in the shower.
This is actually Roy's favorite song. He was telling me about it the other day. He was like, you know that one song that's like, I love that song. What are you calling anyway? I wasn't paying attention.
Calling that Safeway that would snitch on us.
Nah, that bitch is a total cunt.
This
shit was fucked up.
The person you have called is not available. Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store... One moment, please.
My dreams get real bizarre. This song.
Would I do basketball?
True. Reality gets pretty bizarre when you do basketball.
Roy.
And Roy knows what it is. It's Owl City, apparently.
Yep.
Good job, Roy. Good job, damn Roy. You.
Nobody cares. So, just be quiet.
We care, Roy. Ice Cube said he loves you. He wants to touch your penis. He wants to see your sexual organs.
Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And we only have 26 listeners tonight, guys. That's very disappointing. You people should tell your friends and family. Spouses, loved ones, people from your neighborhood, local law enforcement.
Definitely local law enforcement. We always
Absolutely
try to get them
local
involved.
Law enforcement. You know, we really
lawyers to protect
our,
us.
Yeah. Men in uniform.
Exactly.
Military personnel.
Definitely lawyers.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely lawyers. Or any Pizza Hut or Motel 6 employees that you might happen to know.
And here at Safeway, we always have delicious quality shrimp in our seafood department. You'll find some
shrimp.
Of the biggest assortments of shrimp around.
Call some other places.
The person you have called is not available.
You shut up, Dark Stranger and Roy. Both of you shut up.
Roy, just leave. We didn't even want you here to begin with.
Don't leave, Roy. Don't do it.
Hey. Sloth, will you get me some numbers?
For what?
Some motel, so I don't have to open up my Safari and challenge my Wi-Fi. Then it has to work hard, and when Apple works hard, it quits.
Because you use hobo Wi-Fi from your university.
No. I'm going to bring a router.
Dark Stranger is still saying stuff. I'm really offended at her. She's talking and saying things.
She just needs to stop.
She needs to chill out.
Jeez.
Right, Stranger.
Oh, Ken's on.
had that rose, yeah. Motherfucker.
Are you hosting or am I hosting right now?
You are hosting.
Oh, shit. Shit balls.
No. Dark Stranger says, stop copying everyone, get your own catchphrases.
Who?
Dark Stranger says that to us. We're telling Roy to shut up.
You'll suck a dick, Roy. How about that, Dark Stranger?
Oh,
burn. Ooh, burn. Ooh.
Dark Stranger, you're a dork.
Yeah, you're...
And a jerk.
Show your cat, damn it.
Show your hairy little calico pussy.
Oh, yeah,
I can't. Yeah. Hey, Batman.
Alright, call that one. That's a Motel 6.
Okay.
Damn. What?
I said I will, motherfucker!
Enigma, how many marijuanas have you done today?
And equate it into Four Locos and beers.
Yes.
And Everclear.
The marijuanas and in Four Locos and then in beer.
It's a beautiful day here. We have you.
114. 114. Hello.
This is awkward. Now, God damn it. What happened?
I'm not entirely sure.
Touch it now.
How are you doing this evening, though, Ken?
Pretty good.
Good to hear.
The computer here, see what the fuck's going on.
Did you ever give your son his Xbox back?
Fuck no. he probably isn't getting that shit back until school's over.
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
Well, the first fucking semester, you know, and I could see the transition from fifth to sixth grade is fucking, yeah, you know, he's jumping from elementary to middle school, whatever.
Yeah.
But he failed every fucking class. I'm trying to tell him, I'm like, you fail another class anytime throughout the rest of the year, you're going to have to repeat the grade. And he's like,
that's pretty bad.
Oh, okay. So I write his ass. Every day I'm like, you got this homework. And there's a system where I can pull up every day. I can see what homework he's got. I can see his grades.
Oh,
and I can see if he's been tardy or absent and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I can see every fucking aspect of his day.
See, we didn't have that when I was still in grade school. We had, like, a homework hotline that you could call in, but other than that, your parents were totally blind to whatever was going on.
We had a homework hotline, too. But this one, I could put, like, if he turned in homework today and the teacher graded it, I could go on and see what fucking grade he got today on his shit.
That's
that he
pretty
handed
good.
In. And that way I'm able to keep up on it. He's passing every class now, but he was getting a fucking A in English. And there was two assignments that totaled 70 points, and he didn't get any points for them because he didn't do it. He dropped it from a fucking A all the way to a D. And I'm like, are you kidding? Well, he's supposed to read these books, and, you know, every one of them, you do a test, and it's worth like 50 points. You got to do it like once a semester.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. And I'm like, kidding me, you just dropped from an A to a fucking D minus. I was like, come on, what are you doing?
What?
Yeah, it's pretty
now,
bad.
Now, anytime he gets good grades on his test, ooh, look at my grades. I'm like, you're not getting the fucking Xbox back. We got him the Xbox Live subscription for 3 months for his birthday in April. I told him, I was like, that's not being activated until you can fucking show that you can do what you need to fucking do, you know?
Or even worse, activate it, let it run itself dry, and then tell him
When I took it from him originally, I had bought him a 1 month for his, like, a couple days before his birthday. I yanked it from him while they still had 2 weeks left on it, and he never got it. I was like, I don't care. I already paid for it. I was like, but you're not going to use it.
Fuck it.
And been threatening him, and I said, if you don't pass the sixth grade, I'm selling that motherfucker. But actually, realistically, it'll just come over to my house, and I'll play it.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, I'll play wrestling.
Okay.
Need another hotel.
Let's just call that one back.
Oh, yeah, true.
While you're looking for another one.
And while there's drama going on in IRC, quit your drama, people. Nobody gives a shit about your drama and your tears and your chat.
Are you on stream?
Yeah, it's on IRC.
Yeah, there's always going to be drama on IRC. Or we can
just make it a marijuana's addict.
Yeah, you need to stop smoking.
Yeah, and Cool Rob says, fuck you, Ken. Or Enigma, one of the two. Probably both.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is directed towards me.
Ken doesn't beat his kids hard enough, that's right.
Yeah, man. Roy says you need to beat your kids a little bit harder. Or maybe a lot harder.
Just take a paddleboard to them, man.
I'm taking everything in the world from them. Xbox, computer, tablet, every fucking thing.
Your kids are very resilient, Ben. All right. Give me some more numbers, Sloth. Spooky face.
All right, we'll stay in this particular region that I've got here.
I think I'm going to just input a city and just jump around the city.
That's what I'm doing right now.
So we'll give you a ton of numbers.
And you're still dropping your connection there, buddy.
Shit. Okay. Add that one in.
Yeah, Enigma. How many marijuanas have you smoked?
He's probably done like 12 marijuana. He's an addict.
Hey, Ken, just throw your TV through.
Hello.
The
thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland. One moment, please.
You didn't hear that. It's not in Baltimore. Shut up.
Hello?
Hello, is this room 114?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk, ma'am. Whoa,
oh,
hey now.
Oh, that shit doesn't fly with me.
But we know that we can directly dial into numbers from this one, so this is a good target.
All right. Write it down.
Yeah, Ken, you big internet bully, you.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore.
I'm an idiot.
One moment, please.
Probably close the window before the neighbors wondered who I'm yelling at.
Bunch of hookers. Yeah, Ken, talk to a hooker.
Hello, is this room 115?
No, this is room 113.
Oh, yeah, I apologize, sir. Could you go ahead... This is Ron Newman calling from the front desk. Could you go ahead and give me your first and last name to verify that for security purposes?
Kevin Waltz.
Ken Waltz?
Kevin Waltz.
Okay, yeah, that's matching up. Okay. Yeah, again, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk, and my supervisor, John Holloman, as well as our trainee, Ken, they're going to be listening in on this. We've had some reports from the other customers that you've been smoking marijuanas tonight. The guy, the lady over in 114, the lady over in 114, she was saying that you were smoking at least 8 marijuanas today.
I just came in here, so I don't got no marijuana here.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, sir. Having just checked in doesn't necessarily prevent you from having smoked 8 marijuanas. I understand that you narcotics addicts tend to be a little bit aggressive and quick with your drug use. Are you there, ma'am?
Sir, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the smell of weed coming from your room. Yeah, she said it smelled like weed and like and feces, fecal matter, bowel movements.
What? Who is this?
This is Ron Newman calling from the front desk. I also have my supervisor, John Holloman, on the line here.
Listen, I'm not smoking no marijuana, nothing.
Oh, sir, it's obvious that you are smoking marijuana.
I'm drinking. I got cigarettes.
Well, how old are you, sir? Could you verify your age for us? What year were you born?
I was born 1962.
You know, 1962. Sir, Ron, I think this is enough.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you, sir, Kevin. If that is in fact your real name, we're gonna have to ask you to leave the motel at this point. We do not condone drug use at our motel. This is a family establishment. Yeah, so we're gonna need you to pack your bags, get your ass down to the front desk, and get the hell out of our motel.
Yes, sir.
Does that work for you there, buddy? Dude, he's actually gonna pack up and leave. We might want to call him back.
Yeah, he's been drinking. You don't want his ass getting out on the road.
Yeah, dial that number again. He was 113.
He's sitting there with a fucking six-pack and a motherfucking pack of cools.
And he probably is smoking pot.
He sounded high.
He did. He definitely sounded high. He might even be snorting bath salts.
I'm pretty sure the lady 114 heard him slapping the shit out of his woman. Go get my cools, bitch.
Are we calling him?
I mean, that'd be on you, buddy.
I don't know this other number connected, I might. No, I don't know.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. Mr. Sloth has left the building.
Damn it.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore. One moment, please.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Are you packing your stuff up right now?
Yeah.
Okay. That was a prank call, by the way.
Say again.
You don't have to. You know.
Yo.
Yeah, you don't have to pack up your stuff, man. That was a prank call.
What?
It was a prank call.
That was a prank call. You don't have to pack up your stuff.
Were you actually smoking marijuana, this? Or I mean, it's cool if you tell us. We do too sometimes. Why not?
I'm 50 years old, man.
So what? Do you have glaucoma?
What kind of beer are you drinking? What kind of beer you got?
What is this, man?
Well, just tell us what kind of beer, man. We're trying to be your friend.
Yeah.
Samuel Adams, a Boston Lager, man.
Oh, man.
I want to drink with that motherfucker.
What kind of smokes you got?
Man.
Just tell us what kind of smokes. Ah, come on. We had a bet. Cools or Newports?
It says in the IRC chat is Newports.
I'm going to actually go with Cools on this one, to be honest.
What?
Cools. Cool Milds. They're disgusting. I will admit, though, honestly, a couple years back, like when I first started smoking cigarettes before I went electronic, my buddy Ben and I, we did actually smoke Newports for like 2 years.
Yeah.
As bad as that is, like, I gotta admit to that.
Disappointing you, Sloth.
But then it was Camel Light from then on, so.
My brother smoked, he used to smoke Newports, but now he smokes Camel Menthol because they're a lot cheaper. It's like $2 off a pack, so he gets like a pack for like $3 and some change.
Not bad. See, in PA, we have hella taxes on cigarettes. It's bad.
Yeah, we do. You're too.
Well, we used to, when cigarettes got too expensive around here, people used to buy loose tobacco, just roll their own. Well, then the fucking governor was like, fuck that, and he raised the tax on loose tobacco. Evil Ideas says in the chat there, my kind of nigga.
Well, alright.
That's some racist ass shit there, Evil Ideas. You want to call that one back? Looks like they're actually pretty well booked up.
Yeah.
You want to take this one, dude?
Sure. I'm going to go 112.
Well, you got to wait for it to pick up.
Shit.
So.
Hello, and thank you for calling the MedSouth. If you made your part.
One moment, please.
I have to go unleash my urine into the toilet. I'll be back.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message and they will respond as soon as possible. To end your recording, please press any key.
It's 69 or 69.
To send your message and hang up, press 9. To send your message and return to the main menu, press 1. To reach message sent.
Hello, and thank you for calling the...
One moment, please.
Hello?
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message and they will respond as soon as possible. To end your recording, please press any key.
69 or 69.
To send your message and hang up, 9. To send your message sent.
Shit. And I was painting that deck.
Still working on it. Basically, I'm down using a brush to get the rest of it stained.
Yep.
But I could fuck that today. I was out building the ramp up into our shed so we can drive the lawn more in and out instead of me have to pick it up with over a fucking 7-inch lip.
Hello, and thank you for calling the MedSouth.
Oh, you should get your drivers.
Your call or not? You may dial a town in your...
One moment, please.
Hotel, motel, I'm taking...
Hotel 6, man.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message and they will respond as soon as possible. To end your recording, please press any key.
69 or 69.
To send your message and hang up, press 9. To send your message and return to the main menu, press 1.
Right,
message sent.
One.
Hello.
Thank you for calling the MedTalk to Baltimore, Maryland.
Yep. I'll type that in. I'll forward the code.
Uh-huh.
I'll forward the code.
Okay.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave. One moment, please.
I'm real pissed off and tell me your name's Reggie from 114. Come fight me, motherfucker.
Dude, Ted, if you want to take one, go for it, man.
Hey,
man. Why we brought you in?
Hello?
Hi, this is John Holliman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
I need, for security purposes, I need your name or whatever the name is on the account.
What?
Just for security purposes, sir.
Security purposes of how?
I would just have to make sure you are who you say you are, sir.
Why do I want to do that?
Okay, well, anyways, sir, is there anything going on with your room right now?
No.
Okay, we've had a couple issues tonight, sir.
Like what?
We've been having this is really embarrassing, but we've been having a rat infestation. And a mouse infestation, a rat infestation, and the rat exterminator said that your room was in particular danger, and we need you to come to the front desk immediately, sir.
Yeah, sir, this is actually Ron Newman. I'm the head supervisor of pest control and rat extermination here at the Motel 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, what's been happening is, you know, we get a lot of elderly visitors here, and the rats in the night while the elderly are asleep, you know, the elderly, they like to take a lot of pills for pain and insomnia and things like that, and the rats will actually slowly chew pieces of their ears off, you know, throughout a given week for their stay here. So we're just wondering if you've been waking up with, like, little chunks of your ears missing, or if little chunks have been taken out of your toes by rats or anything like that.
Yeah.
Man, who is this, man?
This is John
this
Hall.
Is Ron, and this is Ron Newman. I'm the president of, of pest extermination and rat destruction.
And I'm from the front desk, sir.
Huh?
I'm from the front desk. I'm John Hall.
Sir, I don't know who's just playing on that phone, man.
Oh, we're not playing, sir.
We
need to give you a new room, sir. Sir, we need to give you a new room for the night.
Why?
Well, because your room has been having reports of rat infestations, and it says...
Ain't no rat.
Should be.
I'm hosting.
You fucker. Hang up.
What the fuck am I hosting?
All right, everyone, we should be back online. Just need to go ahead and get Ken. You want to go ahead and show me Ken's username? Yeah, put it in the chat.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Okay,
just, everybody's just known it as Ken. I'll just add it real
quick. I got it, I know. I found it.
It's just always been Ken to me. It's been Ken, boy. Stream's broke. Stream's broken, Sloth. Stream's broken.
I'm adding him.
Okay.
God damn.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, guys, we're back, and we're no longer on Ice Goose's shitty connection. We're going to go ahead and get my new account banned, so.
Yep.
Good Yay. Stuff. Can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
All right, shit, we are good to go.
Derp, I already heard back from that one place. They're like, we already filled the slot.
Oh, sorry. Nice. That sucks.
Oh,
you hear that, guys? Ice Goose is unemployable.
Yep.
He has a felony conviction for indecent exposure to a minor. So, let that be a lesson to you guys, especially you, Ken. I know you...
He did what as a minor?
He showed himself to a minor in the park.
Mm, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a crime.
Baltimore, Maryland. If you know your party's room number...
Not to Kenneth Kniff.
From Connecticut.
Yeah, to Kenneth Kniff, that's a Saturday night.
This is 108.
I want Ken to take this.
Yeah, take one, Ken.
The person you are trying to reach is currently on a... One moment, please.
This
my my computer's doing fucking update installs, so I'm going to have to reset the computer in about a minute, so...
Well, we can introduce it as you, like, having pissed on their pillows, and then you can chime in, something like that, and be like, oh, fuck it.
I'm a cleanly...
housekeeping, god damn it.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. One moment, please.
You think those are chocolate mints on your pillow? Think again.
Fuck yeah.
If this account gets banned, I'm so pissed.
Oh, have you had accounts being banned?
I just got an account banned, yes.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Please
leave a message, and they will respond as soon as possible. One moment, please.
Yeah, they wouldn't directly tell me what it was. But they said I could make a new account, so... I don't know. I don't even remember what number I dialed. I think it was 117.
So, Goose, you called Michelle and apologized, huh?
Yeah, that was... That's interesting.
Bitch can't even take an apology correctly.
No, she couldn't. Like, she started crying and shit. It was just... It's really weird.
I guess the moral of the story there
Hello.
Is that you're an asshole.
Yeah. You really had to think about that, bro?
One moment, please.
I still listen to our original call to her. It still fucking cracks me up.
Yeah, she's funny. And crazy. Nice.
I don't need your health insurance ID number.
Yeah, I know. What?
Apparently, Brad Carter, RBCP, he's planning a trip out there to Los Angeles
the
to make
The person you are
to
trying to reach is currently unavailable.
We got a guy out there. Why don't we have fucking Milkman go swing by her crib?
She would probably run. She doesn't like black people.
Milkman's out there?
Hey, he's out around L.A.
And she only likes white people. She's been very specific on that, like, 30 times.
Milkman, when I was out there, how come you didn't come to our party? Jesus.
Fucking white English. That's
yeah,
her saying.
Exactly. She's a white English female girl and something about Mexicans and blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm mad at Milkman.
Hello, is this room 110?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk. I'm actually going to need your first and last name for security purposes to verify that you are, in fact, the guest that room is under.
Yeah, will you need my last name?
First and last name.
Ronald Weber.
Ronald Weber. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to have to call you and tell you this, sir, but we have a couple of pranksters here at the location at this Motel 6.
Mm-hmm.
This one guy, Ken Kenneth from Connecticut, he... You know, have you been asleep, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, basically, we've got two issues here. Your pillows, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, they're not particularly clean. What Ken's been doing is he's been urinating in a large, like, wash basin, and he's been dipping the pillows in there, getting it real nice and saturated. Sometimes he'll even do number two. He'll move his stools out of his rectum, you know, into the basin and stir that up. This is Ken Kniff from Connecticut. He's one of our housekeepers here.
Okay.
Yeah, and your pillows are one of the ones that he had done. He rinses them out briefly, but it's pretty disgusting, I gotta be honest. Sometimes he'll actually stick rat feces and things that he finds lying around into the pillow.
Like, it walks like a man, but they seem... They seem fine, but...
Yeah, they normally do. The other thing that he had done was that he had actually charged two adult movies to your room.
How could he do that?
He has that authority. We have a POS system here that allows him to do it.
Okay.
One of the movies was apparently, and excuse my language here, Big Black Pussy Pumpers.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other one...
I have to take care of this tomorrow morning, they do, because I got to get up early.
And the other one was Forrest Hump. These were, it looks like $29.99 each, and we charge those to your credit card.
You're going to take them off, right?
Well, actually, I mean, that's why I really didn't want to make this call. There's actually no way for us to reverse those charges once that's actually put through.
You got to be kidding me. You know that he did it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I understand. But you gotta understand, for security purposes, we can't really go fudging around with people's cards.
I have my ID and my card, brother. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. But the card that you use to actually purchase the room.
I'm lost.
Yeah, we charge that card, the one that you use, the card that's on file.
Okay. But, I mean, why would you charge it if you know I didn't put it on there?
Well, Ken... You know, Ken Kniff from Connecticut, he's a prankster. He thinks this sort of thing's funny. He does this to a lot of our guests.
Okay, and so if you know that, why isn't the guy fired, dude?
To be honest, nepotism. He's actually my nephew, so can't really do that. It'd be kind of awkward at, like, Thanksgiving and whatnot. He's sort of a big, lovable oaf. But he's here, and he would actually like to speak with you to at least apologize. I mean, there's nothing we can really do for you other than offer maybe like 6% off for your next stay at a Motel 6. But let me go ahead.
Okay, well, I got to get up early for work, dude. So you know what? I'll,
Well, hold on for a sec, sir.
Fuck yeah. No, I charged them. They were good movies. Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Hello? This is Ken Kniff from Connecticut. I charged you the movies to your room.
Okay, brother.
I was in the manager's office, and I had the movie sent to the manager's office, but I charged it to your room. I was horny. That always fucks them up because the hotels make you put a fucking credit card on file. Why would you charge that to my card?
And it looks like Julie's on.
I will get on.
Yeah, go ahead and invite her to the chat. I'll add her. Make her do a call.
Alright.
This is Ice Goose's new piece.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He's been hoagie slapping her on, like, a daily basis.
Twice a day.
She's not showing up on my laptop.
You want me to tell her where she is showing up? I can see the top of her head. I can see the top of her head. Fuck yeah.
Alright, I am going to go ahead and just add her to the contacts.
Give it back to John Holloman. He was sucking it better.
Get her to accept this, Ice Goose. I think I actually entered it wrong. Oops.
Hold on. She's not even on Skype yet, so...
You should be able to just invite her.
Yeah, no, but she's... I invited her, but...
Well, tell her hurry up. We're trying to watch Big Black Pussy Pumpers here. You know, we need an audience.
Exactly.
It's a good
movie. In the meantime, call that damn hotel again.
The same one?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to space it out for real, though. I think that's why I got banned. Because we were hitting up... Well, it's like, it was actually probably, if I had to be honest, that fucking, like, when we blew up those Pizza Huts and Safeways all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, remember that?
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, Carlito does that one time per week. We did that shit, like, 12 times consecutively in the span of, like, 15 minutes.
It is true.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and just go out on a limb and say that's probably why. Like, if I had to take a stab, but I don't know, man. Either way, let's post up a different Motel 6.
Somebody put their balls in my pizza sauce.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Tasted kind of good.
Are you there, Narwhal?
Hi.
Julie!
Hi.
Ice Cube said he's going to hope he slap you.
Can I videotape? Oh,
Ken, were you listening earlier when we offered to DP some dude's girlfriend for the pizza?
No, I just got on at 11. I fired the computer up at time today.
Yeah, he got real pissed and wanted to fight us. He was talking about how he's going to film it. He's like, yeah, you come over.
Please hold.
All right, I do have to do a computer restart. I will be right back.
Go for it.
Fuck that, can't go away.
Burp. True, Michelle 2. Do you have that number still?
Do I have who?
Michelle number 2. You remember her? She was that art bitch, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, that was the tracer. Yeah, dude, post that number if you got it.
I sent it to you, bro.
I don't see it.
It's going to be... a week. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you mean on here?
Yeah, I sent it to your actual derp.
My band account.
Your band account.
Is that about a week ago?
I got it.
Yeah, post that shit up.
I got you. Shit, we should have Ken call over, though.
True. Ken would be really good for it.
Fuck yeah.
I'll go ahead and get it squared away anyway. We'll give her a shot. Once Ken gets back. In the meantime, let's go with another Motel 6. Fuck. I keep forgetting to add plus one. Piss. And shit.
At the same time.
I know, but they're two different things.
Yeah.
When you do them out of the window, anyway.
Hello, and thank you for calling the newly renovated Motel 6
Thank you. This is 112. Would you like to take it, Mr. Holloman?
Give me a sec. I like cactus.
Everybody likes cactus. Except Julie. She was specifically saying that she dislikes cactus.
I don't even know who cactus is.
Shut up.
Okay.
Julie, say cactus won't help me.
Why?
Just say it.
Because I said
so. Won't help me?
Yeah, there you go.
What she doesn't know is the hidden meaning.
Tee-hee. All right, Jolie, say, shut up, Roy, you son of a bitch.
No.
Come on.
Just say it.
Why not?
No.
Roy doesn't even have feelings.
Yeah, he doesn't. Is it because your parents are around?
Yes.
Okay, well, can you just say, shut up, Roy?
Oh, didn't he tell me to shut up one time?
Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Say it back.
Okay, then shut up, Roy.
Yeah, shut up, Roy.
Roy, shut up. God damn it. You guys hear all my sticky notes?
Yes.
And I just opened a new pad.
So, Julie, you're not allowed to cuss in your household?
Nope.
Are you, like, uber religious?
My parents are.
Yeah, we have this guy in the chat room, MST3 Clay. He's very religious. Yeah, his, like, he isn't allowed to have, like, a car. He has to use, like, a horse and buggy. No, seriously, I'm not even kidding. Like, he plows fields and stuff.
You're a jackass.
I swear to God, it's true. Dude, he only is able to use IRC from the library. He sneaks out the back and goes to the library.
Oh, shut up.
I swear to God. Listen. No, I
know.
He's on IRC all day. I know.
So he's in the library right now.
Yeah, he has a shell, so.
I'm sure that's what it is.
It is. He's not really there most of the time. He's actually idle. Alright, we're going to go ahead and try a different Motel 6. Alright, we're going to go to a different state with this one until Ken gets back.
Okay.
And that is kind of funny. They didn't question Ken Kniff from Connecticut. They just kind of ignored it.
Yeah. Well,
it's weird how people do that. Like, you say something that doesn't really register with them. Like, they don't understand it at first, and they just kind of breeze right over it. I think my favorite is when Roy will say something like, oh yeah, that's believable, right? And they just ignore it and they keep giving him numbers or whatever. And of course, Ice Goose is dropped. Whatever.
Studio 6, how may I help you today?
114.
What's the name?
I don't have it, sir. I'm a doctor. This is very important that I speak with them. It's an emergency, sir. I really need to speak with them.
He's not in the room. He's outside. Hold on just a second.
Not sure how I'm going to play this one now. How about you take it, Jolie? Tell him you're from Studio 6 Corporate and that you recognize him as a registered sex offender and you want him to get the fuck out of your hotel. But you don't have to cuss.
I'm eating.
You can be real professional about it.
No, thank you.
Do it.
I'm eating right now.
So what?
So my mouth is full of food.
Well, stop eating.
But I like eating.
I don't. I like eating.
Okay.
I'm going to feel real bad if this dude has, like, a relative in the hospital. He's going to get on and start crying and freaking out. And be like, sir, it's fine. I'm not actually a doctor. But I am from the corporate office, and you're going to have to get the fuck out of my motel.
That's why you're taking this.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the guest from Room 114?
No. You got the wrong number.
No, I do not, sir. I really need to speak with him. It's an emergency. I'm a doctor. This is very important.
No, not for me.
Sir, it's about his sexual organs. I really need to speak with him.
No, you got the wrong number. I take the room right now. I don't know nobody else.
Well, what about room 113?
I don't know. It's me, but I don't know you. I don't know
nobody.
Wait,
you're room 114?
Yeah.
You said you weren't.
Sick. Huh?
You said you weren't.
No, it's not for me. You're wrong, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, sir,
maybe
this is actually the corporate
maybe
office.
Go.
Sir, this is actually the corporate office. I'm going to have to ask you to leave the hotel.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah, may I ask who this is?
Okay, it's the front desk. What can I help you with this?
Yeah, this is actually the corporate office. I'm going to need to speak with the guest in room 114.
There is nobody in 114. Did you call the right property?
I think I said 113. Are you sure? Can you double check?
We don't have a room 113, too.
Well, where do your rooms begin, then?
Why do I have to give you information?
Because I'm the corporate office. It's very crucial that you give me this information.
Okay, the thing is, which property did you call?
I believe Studio 6 was the name of it.
Yeah,
I believe it was 5036 was your location code.
5036, yeah, that's our property code.
Yeah.
But we don't have a room 113. And
yeah, I need to know where your rooms begin. It's not showing up on my system here.
Okay, we don't have a room 113. We have a 60 room, but we don't have a room 113.
So where do your room, what numeric do your rooms begin with?
Can you call a daytime and we can give you more information?
No, I'm afraid not, ma'am. But my name's Ron Newman. You'd be welcome to check me out, but I really, really need this information. It's not showing up on my system.
Okay, so sir, it's middle of the night. There is no way I can give you all information, and I don't know about it. If you call tomorrow morning. All
right. Well, do you guys have moder chode or bon chode?
We're not allowed to give any guest information.
Well, what about Mr. Gondu? Is he in?
We're not allowed to give any information out.
What about Mr. Ulu, Mr. and Mrs.
Even
Ulu?
If you tell me the millions of names, I'm just going to say one thing.
Do you speak Hindi? Do you not know what those words mean?
We're not going to give you any information.
So you know what those words mean, though?
Okay.
You do?
Okay, I'm going to track the number, and I'm going to inform the police.
Hey, don't do that. No.
Are they going to give us a phone ticket?
We're hanging up on you. Apparently, Mr. and Mrs. Moderchode are not in the motel tonight, guys, so.
Oh, shit.
That's a disappointment. I was really looking forward to speaking with them.
Ulu.
That didn't go over. See, what happened was we called, right? And the dudes from 114 were actually in the lobby or some shit. Yeah, so he, like, hands it over, and that doesn't work out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a doctor. I need to speak about your sexual organs, but no dice.
The drug guys from 114, or was this a different hotel?
Oh, this is a different hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and your friend Narwhal here, Ice Goo, she wouldn't even take the call.
God damn it.
I was eating.
She's bitching about eating. You hear, like, a spoon tinging.
Real women don't eat.
Yeah, I know.
It's ice cream.
Semen ice cream. Fuck yeah.
Have you ever been to Baskin-Robbins, Narwhal?
No.
Oh, okay, because if you ever go there, you might want to actually leave, because Ken here, he actually goes around, you know, all over the country, state to state, dipping his balls in all 36 flavors.
Mm, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had him line up samples right there on the fucking counter, and just bloop, just fucking teabagging each one.
No.
Yeah, he's a rogue motherfucker.
That was kind of funny, we found out exactly how many flavors they had. Well, 36. Oh, all right.
I thought it was less than 36, so I think it was like 29 there.
I thought it used to be like 31 or something. They must have upped their fucking game.
Those bastards. They pulled a tricky one on you.
They did.
Tricky sons of bitches.
Ken, we have a number we want you to call. This lady, she's Michelle number 2. She's like an artist.
Oh,
and
oh, that crazy awesome. Bitch? The
yeah.
Fucking poetry bitch?
Yeah, is it the 410 number? Ice Goose?
Wait, no. Show me the look. It's the last one I posted, bro.
The 347?
Yeah, 447.
Hey, don't say numbers.
It's the last four.
Hey! Yeah, but I gave him the area code too, man. It's getting risky.
Oh, I didn't
know. So what was her big deal? What did we call her initially for?
I don't remember. Do you? Hello?
No, Oh, I just thought you were talking to me. I'm like, no, that's
he's
why
dropping his connection again, I think. God damn it. He's
dropping his pants. Dropping it like it's hot.
True, he's dropping them for Narwhal. He's like, oh man, getting ready. Yeah, it's definitely the issue. But this is all for you, Ken.
2 pounds of hot hoagie.
Do you remember this bitch's name?
No, I just started referring to her as Michelle number 2.
Well, I guess you can just call her Michelle. She might hang up, though. Wasn't she from a Craigslist ad?
I think that's where we get a majority of hers, so pretty much.
True. Let's... Fuck it, we'll dial it. Take it away, Ken. Make it happen. Do a pranks. Just ask about her poetry. That'll probably get her talking.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, fuck yeah. I need a poetry lesson. That's
what?
Who the...
Are you guys serious? Why are you calling? Don't you guys have your own line?
Oh, fuck yeah. Keep talking. I'm almost finished. Oh, this
just
is good
stuff. Stop it.
Oh, this is good stuff. Keep talking. Oh, fuck yeah. What's your name?
And I know you're calling from Skype, dumbass.
What's your name? I don't know what to talk to her about. She didn't want to cooperate.
Yeah, she was pissed right from the get-go.
I think she heard me and you talking. She said, who the fuck is this?
Alright, call back. Call back.
Yeah, we can call her one more time. But again, I want to be a little bit cautious with this account.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just take your word for it after I had an account ban. You're like, dude, it's cool. Don't worry. You're good. It's like I work for Skype. I'm from the corporate office. It's fine. She's not going to pick up this time. Oh, actually, wait. I called the wrong number.
God damn it.
At least I think so.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 347.
Blah, blah.
Did not.
Did you call the wrong one?
I believe so. Wait, no. No, that was the right one. Yeah, never mind. I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind here, people.
More time, damn it.
No.
All right, what did she say when I was gone?
Oh, she said, like, who the fuck are you? Don't you have your own line? What the fuck are you calling for?
And I just pretended to beat off while she was talking.
Yeah, he wanted a poetry lesson. And he's like, oh, fuck yeah.
Poetry.
So what do you guys want to call now?
One of those, man. Those are funny.
True, we could try to gather more pizza numbers out west.
I want to take Michelle to the fucking hotel.
Fuck yeah.
Alright, guys, we're gonna go.
I'll apologize for prank calling her while I'm doing her in the butt.
We're gonna do a little bit of social engineering here. And then we should be back with some good numbers to call if this pans out for us.
Oh, Michelle, I'm sorry for prank calling you. Oh, I'm sorry for doing you in the ass. I'm sorry for both.
We're not calling Michelle. We're so done with Michelle.
Fuck no, what do I call her anyway? That turned into a 3-hour fucking conversation.
Yeah, bro, I gotta go to sleep at some point tonight. But for real, guys, let that be just a PSA for the rest of the chat room. Stop calling Michelle. It's done. She's crazy. She's gonna keep flipping out. It's just gonna get worse and worse, and you people are gonna drive her to suicide. Particularly you, Ice Goose, and Ken.
I apologize, so I'm...
But all that did was make it worse. You know what I mean?
Probably spoken to Michelle maybe twice.
I
know, but dude, she thought you guys were going to kill her. Like, that is, like, okay, so she's crazy and you totally weren't.
So many times, and we're like, no, we're not going to fucking kill you.
But, like, put yourself in that position.
We're not going to hurt you. We're not going to hurt you. You promise? Yes, we promise. You sure you're not going to hurt me? It's like, oh, bitch, shut up.
See, that sounds really dark now that you're recounting it. Like, that was some really dark shit right there.
Yeah.
On her end, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. It didn't go too far for me.
I agree, but like you have to admit, like if you were on her end of things, it'd be fucking frightening, you know, if you genuinely believe that people were calling you with intent to do you harm.
The only thing I have to say against that is she could have hung up. Like we weren't harassing calling her. Like
that is true.
There's no doubt there.
She was,
no, she,
and
she really wants it. She left those Craigslist ads up and shit. They're still up.
She does like it.
We originally called for a roommate, and that's where it stemmed from. So she knew where the fucking people were calling from.
Well, that's how she makes friends, remember?
Yeah, honestly, but she could have hung up, and we wouldn't have called her more than the, you know, restricted amount of times. And we didn't call her more than the restricted amount of times. I ended up having to hang up on her all the times I called her. Just because she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
She never shuts the fuck up.
Oh, if she would have, you know, hung up, you know, the two times and or the three times, I wouldn't have called her again, as crazy as she was. So there was a way out of it. She just, you know. And we told her to hang up.
You did. Well,
you know why? Yeah, we told her to hang up multiple times.
Yeah, and there's recordings.
But do you know why she couldn't hang up?
I'm pretty sure she liked it.
Well, I'm pretty sure it has something to do with her caller ID being broke.
True. Yeah, she did mention that.
Who are you guys? Who are you? My caller ID's broke. Why don't you give me your number?
All right, guys. I am going to transition into a track here, okay. And we will go ahead, and John will social engineer some numbers.
I'm going to go pee, so I want you to do this first.
All right, that works.
Yeah, nice. I'll be right back.
Great, just let it run. Hey, yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey, yo. This song is for anyone. Fuck it.
Sit back with this pack of zigzags in this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blur, just berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps and itself to relieve all this tension, dispense and these sentences get in this stress that's been eating me recently off of this chest. And I rest again peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freak. See me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. Instinct, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick if you tempt me. My tank is on empty, no patience is in me. And if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just draw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense that's constant. And oh, it's just lyrical content. The song Guilty Conscience has gotten such rotten responses. And all of this controversy circles me. And it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck. When you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up his school, and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin. Where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happiness. Then attack Eminem cause I rap this way. But I'm glad cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn. And it's burning and I just return. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label. Let's stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to top what my name is. And pigeonholed into some poppy sensation that got me rotation at rock and roll stations. And I just do not got the patience to
listen and grab on my balls, so they always keep asking the same fucking questions. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how? Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out, cause they're driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing, I stand and I sit, and I'm thankful for every fan that I get. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign your autograph, you can call me an asshole, I'm glad, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am.
All right, Javier. Well, I have a question for you there. How many fingers can you get inside your mom's vagina?
Yeah, see, I knew what you were doing.
Hey, she already gave us two numbers there, dude.
Fuck yeah. Tell her she had a nice voice.
You're pretty convincing.
Is it all right if we go ahead? Did you say I have a nice voice? Was that like a come on?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, is it cool if we call those two customers and say something weird to them?
I mean, like, I don't know.
You can't.
Like, yeah, don't say you got it from us. Yeah.
Yeah, we.
No, I'm gonna get on the line. I'm, fuck yeah! It's time for your pizza delivery.
And we'll tell Frank at the end. You're good. Don't worry about it, guys.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Yeah. Thanks.
As long as you don't accuse us of like credit card fraud.
Yeah. All
right. Have a good night, dudes. Thanks. That was pretty good. Yeah.
See, Sloth is really nice. When I do it, I just, you know, I just end the call. All right, give me one to do.
Okay, one sec.
That first number she gave me doesn't fucking work.
Wait, do you want to do a Pizza Hut? Should I switch back over to music?
Yeah, do another Pizza Hut.
Okay, and then we'll go through.
What, was that Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, because I'll go for like 15. Because I'll go for like 15 numbers, dude.
Yeah, and let's try to be quick with these. It is like 12-12 here.
Okay, I'll get like
Domino's five. Are better because then you can go on their pizza tracker.
True, true. Do you want to try Domino's? Are you alright with that, John?
Every Domino's I've tried, they've always known.
They what?
They've always known.
That's why Carlito usually hits up, because then we can track and see who's delivering, who's fucking making the pizza, everything.
Well, we can give them a try.
Okay,
and
hey, it's worth a try.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, we'll hit up a Pizza Hut. I'm going to be transitioning back over to music here, guys. We just wanted you to hear that on the stream because it was actually pretty comical.
Another server is, how many fingers can you fit in your mother's butthole? says, good question.
Good try, sir. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Javier says, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you. With the sky lit draw, a wave goodbye to Ma and Paul, cuz with the birds of shade, with the birds of shade, it's so lonely of you, and with the birds of shade, it's so lonely of you, soft spoken with a broken jaw, step outside but not to brawl, and all the sweet wind, call it fall.
Yeah, RBCB is real good at getting those, and then we could track everything. But.
Yeah, but Brad's like, I don't know, dude. If he called one of us, even knowing him, we would probably give him personal information out with no questions asked. And then
no, I've gotten pretty.
You know what? Funny story, real quick. The other day, I was at my mom's house, and the fucking machine was ringing, and this person says, "I'm from our bank's fraud department, this, that, and the other." And I'm like, "It's a Sunday fraud department." I'm like, "This might be a scam." So I told her, I go, "No bank account information, no fucking social." Until I had to tell her that. I'm like, "Don't give them shit." And so she starts talking to them, and they were legit. Somebody in fucking New York got a hold of my mom's information somehow and tried to charge $1,200 for some fucking resort in Atlantic City.
That's pretty skeezy.
Yeah, you know, it didn't go through because, of course, she didn't have the fucking money in there for a $1,200 goddamn purchase. But I was like, if I ever found a motherfucker try to do that to my mom, I would rip their throat out.
Yeah, true story, yo.
That's crazy.
Okay, this is not letting me paste this number correctly. It's pissing me off.
They're pissing me off.
Motherfucker. Piss and shit. There we go.
It's two separate things, dude.
I know. Pissing out the window and shitting out the window are two separate things. Two different things, man. So, all right. This is Chris.
Calm down.
This is Chris. And don't say things to us, Narwhal, all right?
Gosh, why am I even on here?
I know. This is delivery, by the way, Ken, if you want to take this.
Hello?
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had ordered the pizza here? I'm with the pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Narwhal. How much did you tip your driver?
I tipped him about $5.
Oh, yeah. I guess what? that explains it. Our delivery driver, Ken, he's, you know, I don't really know how to say this, but he's really been just down on his luck lately. He's been really just angry about a lot of things going on in his personal life. He said that he had defecated in your yard. Like when he left. Yeah, there's really no easy way to tell you that. It pretty much just is what it is.
And so the driver just, he took a shit in my yard when he dropped off the pizza.
Well, what he did was he went into your, he went and delivered the pizza, apparently. He drove around the corner and then walked back up into your yard and defecated in the yard, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah,
he literally just walked out of my,
yeah,
my place.
I know. He just gave me a call, too. It's weird. I've actually got him here on the three-way if you wanted to speak with him. He actually seemed a little bit remorseful.
So why did he do this?
He said it was because of the tip. Personally, I think it's because of some personal problems he's been having recently.
The tip? Are you sure you're calling the right person? $5 tip for a $10 order is pretty good.
I know. I understand, sir. Ken, he's a prankster. You can't. Yeah, and this is Ken. You can go ahead and talk to him. I'll stay on the line to make sure he doesn't do anything ridiculous.
He's ridiculous. Wait until he sees the surprise I left in his mailbox.
Ken, come on, man. That's not appropriate. You got to apologize to this man. You can't.
I'm not apologizing. $5 tip. You should see the surprise he's going to have in the mailman in the morning.
You shouldn't go defecating in people's lawns over $5 tips.
I don't need this fucking job. The only reason I need this job is for my fucking parole.
I did forget to mention that. Ken is actually a registered sex offender, sir.
Put my shit out there like that. Bullshit.
I'm actually required by law to tell you that he's a child diddler.
Alright, so what is this? I'm super confused.
This is why you've been calling us
before. I don't have
mailbox. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking to my manager. Fuck you, my manager's a piece of shit. You won't believe the bullshit this guy puts me through. And then I come over to your place, deliver a pizza, and I get fucking $5. No wonder I'm fucking drinking on the job. Got pulled over fucking on the way over to deliver your pizza. Bullshit. You gonna pay my court costs?
Chris, would you be willing to donate to the Get Ken Out of Jail Fund?
I'm confused how you guys got my number.
Well, we can offer you 6% off of your next order from Pizza Hut to make up for, you know, the inconvenience and the need to clean up fecal matter from your yard.
Ask him how that sauce fucking tastes. I put my balls in it.
Yeah, and apparently, sir, if I wouldn't eat the sausage, you might just want to pick that off.
That's funny. I'm super confused that you guys got my number, but I'm sure you guys are having fun calling people.
I mean, not really. We didn't get too many numbers tonight, sir. Just two so far.
Alright, well, have fun calling them out.
Well, dude, do you want to stay and talk with us for a little bit? Hey, Chris, stay and prank the other customer with us.
Huh?
We have another customer. You should stay on and let us go ahead and...
Do you guys work at the pizza joint?
No.
Apparently?
No, we don't. But here's the thing. We're going to prank this other customer, and we want you to stay on the line and do the prank with us. It'll be funny.
Yeah, it would be really
funny. It's okay. I'm actually got to go. But
come on,
okay.
Man. Hey.
Can you call a Pizza Hut with us and, like, make a fake order?
I'm all good.
I put some dick cheese on the crust of your pizza.
Yeah.
Well, can you call this Pizza Hut and complain about marinara sauce and or toilet water and your marinara sauce?
They might get a call, but I don't know. It probably won't come from me.
Hey, right, don't call. Fun. Dude, we don't even work there. He wasn't having it. He was laid back.
He's probably high. He didn't mind having some dick cheese pizza.
True. And you said super, so he might actually be gay.
Yeah.
He's,
and no,
really
Narwhal,
confused.
There's no...
He's
Narwhal, you're not in the faggot gang. Don't even start with me on that.
I'm going to let her join if she gives me a blowjob.
She doesn't have what it takes. I mean, dude, you saw the rites of initiation that I laid out
in
plain detail to
Jose. If she gives good head, then I don't have any...
Well, that's only one part of the initiation, as I explained. And you don't get it anyway. It's Tabachi that gets the blowjob.
No, it's got to be me.
I don't know, man.
I need this, man. I need this.
Those
you
trials
this
are pretty
me.
Strict.
No,
I don't feel like
you can't take this shit from me.
It's a long, arduous process, Narwhal. You don't even really want to deal with it.
Oh, I don't?
No. Plus, it involves giving up all your worldly possessions, so...
And I don't need anything.
Yeah, really? Well, yeah. You might actually be a candidate, then. Yeah, the second requirement... is that you give head to this guy Tabachi from the chat room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he has to say that it's good. Like, if he doesn't sign off on it, it pretty much just ends there.
Yeah,
one component of the first one that I had forgot to mention to you is that you actually have to sign a waiver that relinquishes our liability should you be made to commit any felonies or treason.
Oh,
or
okay.
Get maimed or, like, I don't know, sexually
Sloth,
assaulted.
You have to go to sleep here soon, dude.
I know, it's 12:25.
Who needs sleep?
Do one more call.
Well, I have work tomorrow, unlike you people who just sit at home, or stay at home, rather, and play with your tits and look at your ass at the same time.
Say that like it's a bad thing, bro. Still saying it like it's a bad thing.
Well, let's call this last customer named Kayla.
All right. You hear
that?
Dark
stranger, this person's name is Kayla. Teehee.
Even Nunu doesn't like you, Narwhal. It's okay. He didn't like me to begin with.
New news, right,
me
though.
From the chat world.
I mean, it's true. All
you don't people like me.
You just stay about home new
and play with your kids and look at your ass at the same time. Ice Goose, take this one.
Every day.
Fuck yeah, take this one.
Narwhal can't do shit without a ball.
This is going to be funny.
Hey, it's Kayla. Leave me a message and I'll call
you. Oh, please, I have to leave her a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for
follow-up. Ha ha ha! No.
Oh, you ass.
That bitch even old enough to order a fucking pizza?
Alright, guys, we'll go for like 10 more minutes and then, you know, call it a wrap.
Go to bed, dude.
We'll give it 10 more minutes.
I'm mad at you.
We have 32 listeners now, so.
It's nothing.
It's a good number, though, for a random.
Nobody cares about us, though.
I know. It's true. Nunu does. He said he loves us. He was like, I love those guys. He was like, they're my favorite.
Well, Nunu is a really nice guy.
He is. He really
always,
is.
He's always trying to give us compliments.
It is. He, you know, he's just a sweet fella.
I would agree with that.
He doesn't like me.
No, he doesn't like you, but you're not in the faggot gang, so. Ken is, though. Ken didn't pass the initiation rites. He's just an honorary member by default, so.
Exactly.
Goddamn.
We're talking boners. The definition of a boner.
Yeah, and I have no idea what that is, Ken.
Play it.
Oh, let's call a damn hooker.
Oops. All right,
let's get
Ken
to call a damn hooker. Just one.
Yeah, but me doing a porno voice to a hooker, I mean, that's what she does for a living.
It is. She does worse. Don't laugh, Narwhal. That's not funny. Those women need the money. God damn.
We need to have Narwhal fucking call the hooker.
True.
No.
And be my sister. Be my sister.
Will you go down on me?
Will you give my virgin brother a blowjob?
We shouldn't pick
I already blew him in. He said I wasn't that good.
Narwhal's a nice girl, and Ice Goose loves her passionately. He said he's been writing like poetry about you a lot lately. None of it's very good, but he's been writing anyway.
He showed me one of his love letters.
And he drew like a big, veiny penis for
you. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer.
Yeah, he said he was going to give you that.
Love her vagina passionately.
Yeah, that's actually the title of the first poem he wrote you. It's I love her vagina, and then passionately is in parentheses.
Yeah.
Right, this is all you, Narwhal. This is you and Ice Goose. This is going to be a tag.
Wait, what am I doing?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
But you're definitely involved in this.
It's a hooker.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Ken's trying to get a hooker.
You are?
Your brother Ken. But he's shy. Because he has autism. Your autistic brother.
Franks and beans!
Christ, we could make a show out of Ken just doing that all night.
You have reached the voicemail box of 916501.
She's a hooker. It doesn't matter. They don't have souls. Who gives a shit about these hookers? Should I get drunk for this Friday show? Just, you know, be my hilarious self. This is a drunk fucker.
And you know you have to be here Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, too, you know.
Oh, shit, that's true.
It is true.
Dude, everybody in my class loved that video today.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, they liked it. So I said, oh yeah, everybody go to Phone Losers of America and check out some of the... My teacher gave me such a glare when I started giving them a call out. I said, yeah, go to Phone Losers of America. Check out all their videos. She's like, oh, God.
It's run by this douchebag. His name is Brad Carter. I need to shut up.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going? My brother Ken and I were kind of looking for some, what the fuck? All I said was hi. Call that bitch back.
She wasn't having it, man.
Call that bitch back.
All right, I'll call her back one time. Burp out.
Lovely.
Narwhal, you giving us lip service? Swear to God.
No, it was a YouTube. It was the YouTube page.
And it looks like Carlito's in the stream tonight. That's a bit of a parody.
those will be the two songs that Ice Goose will play while he's throwing his thing to Narwhal right there.
I'm trying to look.
Open them up and play them.
All right, number two, Ludacris. What's your fantasy? I remember this.
Oh, I remember them. We have to leave to that song.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Be a dick.
No.
Don't be a dick. We got Claire here. Claire looks like a classy vagina.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, big thanks to Carlito, if you're listening, for letting us use your stream, like, constantly three nights this week or something like that.
And I'd like to thank Carlito for the great head. I enjoy
True. Oral sex machines. And the sexual organs.
Yeah, oralsexmachines.com.
Yeah, and all of your ideas that we steal from people shamelessly in the chat room.
Yep. We appreciate those.
We do. We appreciate all the ideas. Keep them coming. I don't know what I'm calling here, but...
It's a hooker.
Oh.
Looks like a classy lady. But that also, she could beat my ass.
Looks like when I kept getting John Holland to call.
Hi, is this Claire?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is John. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Oh, cool. My buddy and I were kind of interested in having some company. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, why are you guys?
We're in Huntington Beach. I don't know if that works for you.
Yeah, that would be perfect. What are you guys celebrating?
Just vacation. Ken, will you want to say something?
Fuck you getting her lined up? Fuck yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we're into some cool stuff. I mean, we're lawyers, so we got some money to blow, you know. So, anyways, what are you into?
No, I'm not doing anything right now. So, if you guys want, I can definitely head on over.
What are you into though? We don't want to have somebody
who's boring. You're not gonna laugh at my 3-inch dick, are you?
Yeah, hey, why don't you guys suck each other's, you know, like, one-inch dick?
That's your job, bitch! That's your job, bitch!
I already sucked Ken's dick.
Oh, fuck yeah, you little bitch. Wow, I asked her not to laugh at my 3-inch dick and that fucking sets her off.
Hey, and Crazy Fucker's in the chat room tonight. That's different. He's not normally around anymore when we're on the show. He hates us.
He said something about you guys were doing an all-night marathon to pay for Carlito's sex change, I believe.
Really? See, normally with him,
I'll quote him here.
It's all normally conspiracy theorist wank with him. You know, shit about the Illuminati and the Bush-Obama cartel.
Crazy. What the hell is your number?
That's not a conspiracy. That's real shit.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the damn Bush cartel.
Yeah, that damn Obama-Bush cartel. Right, crazy fucker from California? Plus, there's fluoride in the drinking water.
What'd he say? You were so CFFC when I was down there, bro. You should have hit me up.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know what? That comment he made about the sex change was probably before I did my restart.
Dark Stranger wants a marathon. Unfortunately, she's not getting one.
Dude, we should do a marathon one day, though.
I agree.
Let's do a 24-hour.
Well, not 24 hours, but... I mean, I'll put it to you this way, dude. This Friday, it's like, obviously, I work, so Thursday's actually kind of got to be a brief enough show. But Friday night, once Giod and everybody disconnects, normally around like 12 a.m., 1 a.m. Eastern Standard, you and I can keep going for a couple hours until 5 or 6 a.m. if you really want.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Just let me know so I can get enough Red Bull. And Ken's crazy ass can be there.
Like, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And Dark Stranger's gonna do the marathon with us?
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I during our original call to Michelle, Goose, fucking yell Illuminati bitch to Michelle?
Yeah, probably.
I think I did, and you started busting up in the background. I was like, Illuminati bitch.
I remember that. Illuminati bitch.
And then, told her I was Batman. She's like, well, I don't even know
what. Oh, no. Means. You're not going to hurt me.
Told her I was Batman. I don't even know what that means.
See, Dark Stranger, we wouldn't do shifts. We would want to get drunk and just go for like 5-6 hours straight. Not 24 hours, though. Fuck that. That's stupid.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Not doing that.
I'm maxing also, out of my hookers.
You see they're trying to lower the fucking head drunk driving toes. All down to fucking .05 now.
I did see that. I don't really drive if I've even had more than one hooker, though.
Why not?
Because it's just not worth the effort or risk.
Got a little big, bro.
I got a fucking DUI a week after my 21st birthday, and then I couldn't drink for like the next 6 months.
Oh. There you go, man.
Oh, shit, man.
See, I'm actually 23, so that's impossible at this point, but, you know. Still.
Oh, up here, the drunk driving laws are fucking horrible. I had to pay $1,000 each year for like 2 years just to keep my license. I had to pay all the court costs and all that bullshit. And then they made me go do breathalyzers twice a day. And, of course, I don't have a license, but I still had to go or I got tossed in jail. So I got caught driving on a suspended license going to do that. So then I had to pay an additional $500 a year for 2 years to fucking keep my license.
Dude, yeah, funny enough, my buddy Kenny, his real name's Kenneth, like his actual real name. He had the breathalyzer in his car when I had first met him. So that was pretty funny. Like, literally the first night I ever hung out with the dude, he's like, hold up for a second, he's blowing into it, and it's like, boop, 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 until his car finally starts up. It's pretty good stuff.
I think that would be a better way to deter drunk driving if you just put one of those in every fucking car, you know?
What, like, mandatory?
Like a blow and go.
That would really piss me off, though. I mean, that's not really fair to people who don't ever drink and drive.
I don't know, I think it'd be a good way to deter the shit.
It would be, but I wouldn't do it.
Because, I mean, even, like, you know, Saturday nights, you go out and party or whatever, but, like, Monday, you're just running fucking errands, and after a while, it would just be, like a habit type thing. You just blow into the fucker and go.
True. That is true.
Like on the, I think it was 40-year-old virgin when the chick came out of the bar with Steve Carell. You're blowing through this for me? And he's like, oh, okay. He fucking blows into it. It's all zeros. And she starts driving fucking drunk as fuck. Crashing into shit.
Stay driving drunk, son.
That's the best way.
This is really petering out now.
Go to bed, goddammit.
Don't ever say things to me, Ice Goose. I swear to God, I will slap your tits right off your chest.
You shut your mouth while you're talking to me.
Go to bed.
You know what, Narwhal?
Narwhal, shut up.
Narwhal, this is happening. Narwhal, this is happening now. Goodbye.
Did you hang up on him?
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Rude. You need to go to bed though, dude.
Ken, don't sexually harass Ice Goose's girlfriend. She can't handle your raw, saucy Hispanic / Latin charms.
Oh god, that's
you're confusing the poor girl. Yeah, she can't handle the hoagie slap. It's too much for her. Maybe in a couple of years.
She gotta grow a little bit older.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
She can't handle it.
Nope.
Well, anyways, y'all, Sloth has to go to bed, so we're ending the show.
I do have to go to bed. Give me one second, though. Let me actually get something to close this out with.
Hey, CFFC. You know, Narwhal is part of the cartel, the Bush cartel.
But not part of the faggot gang.
Not part of the faggot gang.
Definitely not part of the faggot gang.
Ken is blown away right now. Ken is just...
Alright. So we're going to close up with just a little bit of music here. That's what Dark Stranger is requesting. She's going to get something that she's after right now, actually, for once. It's like I played Careless Whisper for her the one time, but still. She wants Careless Whisper again.
Virtual Fantasy.
God damn it. Dark Stranger, I was going to play some REM for you, but I guess you want Careless Whisper. Whatevs. Whatevs.
See?
Fine. I'll reveal the secrets. We're going to close out with Careless Whisper by Wham. Actually, no. We're going to do something a little bit different. Not playing your music for you, Ken. But that's done downloading. Sue.
Play it right now.
Stop playing it. Here you go. We're closing out with Dark Stranger's Request.